And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Wanda Juno from Opelousas, who has Back in Time, has actually had that for quite a number of years, and Cheryl Castile, who all of our listeners know, has a program on Tuesdays called The Exchange. Cheryl works in Opelousas. She's assistant for the parish president, Bill Fontenot, and is working very closely with a scholarship fundraising event that some people in our listening area may not be very familiar with, but it is the 15th annual Soirée Royale, the culinary competition that takes place in Opelousas, St. Landry Parish, and it goes in part to help the chamber, but in also large part to help fund scholarships for students from St. Landry Parish.
It does, and like you said, this is the 15th year. It's been going on for quite a while, and I'm representing them today as a volunteer for this event and through the chamber. But it's a wonderful event in with the scholarships. And Wanda, I'm going to ask you to correct me if I pronounce this incorrectly. But, you know, for instance, one of the scholarships given is named after the Desage family, mm-hmm. who was very big in the yam business. And, you know, you'll still see some of the labels with their name on. So one of the scholarships given, they're given to graduating high school seniors for college. And, looking at for part of those scholarships are for young folks going into the culinary industry. Scholarships are also given for the hospitality industry. We have for the medical industry, those going into, you know, different specific types of business, finance, and also education and in teaching. So it's a wonderful event. Because of those reasons, you know, besides mm-hmm. all the great food that you're going to be able, you know, to taste and the wonderful things to drink, it's just, you know, the purpose of it is a great thing in itself.
Right. Well, obviously the food industry is very important to you, Wanda. You've been in it for a long time, and I'm sure you've seen changes and developments in it. Certainly the whole state has begun stressing the culinary arts. And when did you first get into cooking professionally?
22 years ago. I just decided one day that I wanted to open a restaurant.
And your passion just became more than something you could just do domestically.
I took the things that I knew how to do and incorporated it and became a business.
Mm-hmm. Well, what helped you in that? Because here Cheryl is talking about getting scholarships for young people to go into culinary school, and obviously that helps in a large way. But what was the greatest help to you when you went from just personal cooking to actually doing it professionally? What did you have to learn?
So many things. Mm-hmm. So many things. The first day that I opened the shop, I went home that day and I said, what have I done? I mean, I had no idea what I was doing. So I had to learn everything.
Do you know how to cook?
I knew how to mm-hmm. cook, mm-hmm. but I didn't know time management and I don't know. I just didn't know what it took to make a restaurant go.
Right.
And but it didn't take me long to learn because I had to. I had already jumped into it, so I had to make it happen.
You had invested in that.
That's yeah. right. I had to make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, what was perhaps the most surprising thing to you when you got into the industry?
The most surprising thing?
That you just didn't expect.
I mean, I guess people's attitude.
In what way?
People's attitude, their expectations. Mm-hmm. A lot of people just have no tolerance or no patience, or they want everything to their liking when let me have it, when I want it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes in the restaurant business, you have to be a little patient. Mm. To get what you want.
Right. Well, and I guess going from just cooking for friends and family who are so appreciative, that's a surprise when you get into the actual business and people's expectations, as you say, are different.
And one of the big things was when I opened Back in Time, I chose not to do a hamburger. That was one of the things I did not want to do. That's, you know, we had the hamburger on both corners of the street, ends of the street.
And that's in the courthouse square.
Square, right. Mm-hmm. And people were like, well, you're not going to make it if you don't do a hamburger. And I was like, but I'm not doing a hamburger. So either I make a go of it with what mm-hmm. I'm doing mm-hmm. or I shut the doors. Mm-hmm. And I never did go there, mm-hmm. never did go there. And a lot of people would walk in and walk out because I didn't have a hamburger.
Now, that in South Louisiana, that's an interesting expectation.
Yes.
I thought you might have said, oh, I don't know, boudin or pork roast or something like that.
Hamburger.
A hamburger. Yeah, very interesting. Well, now, you've been in the culinary business, the culinary arts, for 22 years. How long have you been involved in the Soiree Royale?
I really don't know exactly, but I would say probably 13, 14 years. I've been doing it a long time.
Yeah, I think you probably mm-hmm. just missed the first year or two.
And I may have done the first year. I just don't – I mean, I did different things, so I really – can't pinpoint when I actually started the soiree.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, as a participant for so many years, tell us about it from your perspective. What's the most enjoyable part about this particular competition?
Making the people happy.
Mm-hmm.
When they come up and they're like, oh, can I have just a little bit more of that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know that you've done something right.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoy seeing the people year after year, a lot of my customers, just being with the people and knowing that they appreciate what you're handing out that night.
Right. And I guess also knowing what it's for and what
yes,
you all are,
yes.
You know, giving to these students.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's also it's a great form of advertisement.
Mm-hmm,
it is. And, you know, Judith, that's another part of, you know, when you look at the mission of what Soiree is, as, you know, some of the other tasting events are within the Acadiana area, is, you know, really about that promotion of the culinary industry
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and, you know, getting people to find out about, you know, businesses that have been around for a long time that maybe they just never went to, or, you know, the new kid on the block, you know,
mm-hmm.
and finding out what they're doing. But it's a wonderful promotion event for the local restaurants. And at this one, there's, you know, restaurants from, you know, really all over the Acadiana area, and then including
so it's
you
not
know,
just St. Landry Parish.
No, also from Lake Charles,
mm-hmm.
you know, so no, all around Acadiana, and then including Lake Charles, too, this year.
Right, so you're drawing chefs from all around.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess in addition to just promoting, as you said, these culinary arts, these businesses, the individual chefs, I think people find that very interesting to actually meet them and put a face to that art, because really that is the artisan of the organization, the chef.
You know, and I want to say, and, you know, Wanda, you can maybe talk about this a little bit, but the other part of it is you know, besides there are awards given, and, you know, I was talking to a couple of the other chefs last week, and, you know, they said, well, you know, the competition part isn't the biggest thing. We really, you know, we like to see our customers, like Wanda talked about, and we like to introduce ourselves to new people. But for some folks, too, there is the best display. And Wanda has been very, very good at that. So it's not only the dish you're preparing, but it's what your booth looks
it's
like.
It's the aesthetics of your booth presentation.
Well. Yeah, and that's really fun to see that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know?
How do you usually decorate your booth, or is it different
every
year?
To do theme,
mm-hmm.
whatever
mm-hmm.
I'm doing. And in the past, I have done salads more than anything. I have entered my bread pudding.
Mm-hmm.
This year, I'm giving it a different shot. I'm going into the chocolate division.
You just got people's ears up.
Yeah.
I'm going to do chocolate. Mm-hmm. And that's something different for me because I've never done that.
Mm-hmm.
But this year we're doing a chocolate coffee cheesecake topped with a mocha sauce.
All right, people want to know where to get tickets now, Cheryl.
Yeah, I know. It's just like, please. We were talking about it on the way here, and I said, well, one, I'm not going to be able to focus because
it's just me thinking about all those ingredients.
But people can call the chamber, the Opelousas St. Landry Chamber of Commerce, and their number is 942-2683, or their website is opelousaschamber.org. There also is a Soiree Royale Facebook page, because the other thing that's pretty cool is What we're doing on that Facebook page is we're featuring all the different chefs that have entered, and we're featuring all the different celebrity judges. There is a number of judges that that are chefs themselves or are in the culinary industry and have been for years. Then part of that evening, you know, so those judges, as the evening starts, you'll already know who a lot of the winners are. But there's also one of the most popular ones is the People's Choice Award. And so that gets awarded, you know, towards the end of the night. So if you go on Facebook and you can just put in, you know, Soiree Royale, you'll be able to see who all the individual chefs are who are entered and all the judges that will be there. So that's been a fun thing.
You know, and I guess we should say the date, too. We've been so busy.
That's right.
Loving these food descriptions. It's September 9th.
It's a Monday evening. Okay. Yeah, and at 5:30. And 5:30, the doors open. And what's going on at 5:30 is what's been added is a couple – we have some liquid tastings this year. There will be some wine tastings that are being paired with – because all of the chefs have sent in, you know, what their dishes will be. So the wine is being paired specifically with those dishes. We'll also have a craft beer tasting. And that beer has been chosen based on the dishes that have been sent in, and then especially coffees will also. Mm. So it kind of, you know, gives people another thing for their palate besides the food. That starts at 5:30. The actual tastings from the chefs will start at 6 o'clock.
So people can get tickets now. They can reserve them. Will they be available at the door as well?
You don't want to chance that because okay. People have run into trouble with that over years. Right. Our pre-sale has really, really been good this year. The event is going to be held at the Event Center at Evangeline Downs in Opelousas, and that's right off of – you can see it from I-49, but it's right off of Cresswell Lane. But you can get those tickets ahead of time. And what happens is you have a lot of families and then companies who, you know, buy – bulk, you know, tickets. You know, companies will do it as a nice treat for their employees, and they know it's going to a good cause. So, you know, for these events, that tends to happen where a large group of tickets get sold because of that.
So call now or go online and get your tickets.
That's
for
right.
The Soiree Royale. If you are just tuning in, my guests are Cheryl Castile, again, assistant to the parish president, Bill Fontenot, and Wanda Juno, who has Back in Time in Opelousas, is participating and has participated since
for
the beginning,
for
a long time, in Soiree Royale. She will have a booth and that wonderful cheesecake she was just describing. She will be there on Monday the 9th, so a week from Labor Day.
Yeah.
It will be in Opelousas at the Evangeline Downs Racetrack. And Wanda, I know you're manning your own booth and have making sure it's all decorated, but you must get a chance to see what other people are doing and maybe get to taste some of the other.
Hopefully this year I'll be able to do a little bit more running around. Mm-hmm. But in the past years I've done salads, so I had to be there mixing
constantly
yes. mixing, you know, and making sure that whoever came up to the booth got just a little bit of everything. This year I'm hoping that I can leave one of my workers and kind of roam around a little bit
and see what's there. Well, Cheryl, maybe give us a sense of the range of entries if you know what people are
to
be serving.
There's actually seven different categories. Mm-hmm. There's appetizer, soup, meat, seafood. There's a special yam category.
That's wonderful.
Which is also a real popular one each year. Mm-hmm. There's a dessert, and then there is that specialty dessert chocolate that, you know, Wanda talked about.
Right.
And you get everything there's seafood, but then you have chicken, you have beef, you have, you know, there's wonderful gumbos and specialty soups there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I know there was a squash soup one year that wonderful.
Well, what are some of the yam dishes that have been entered?
The yam dishes have been everywhere from dessert yams to
soups.
Yam dishes. So, I mean, that's creative. What's interesting about that yam category is that it runs kind of the extreme, you know, different levels of whether it's that dessert, that sweet taste.
One year I did a four-layer sweet potato tart.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so you entered in that category.
I entered that one year, yes.
Wanda's been a winner, too, in categories.
All right. Which categories?
Bread pudding, one which was in dessert, one 2 years, I think. We entered it 2 years. my salads have won just about every year.
Not it's at attention, sitting there mixing.
I'm not bragging. I feel like I have earned those rights. But, yeah, we have we've won just about every year with our salad.
Mm-hmm. And, again, just a reminder that chefs are coming from all over Acadiana. So yes. This really is a very a big deal in the culinary world.
That's right. And, you know, the neat thing about it, too, you know, you talk about that range, is you have chefs that will be, you know, and with their restaurants who have been in the Acadiana area for a long time who will be there. And then you have, like I said, the new kid on the block.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
So it's a nice chance for, you know, whether it's a new chef or it's a new place that they have, to get some publicity with that.
Mm-hmm. And is there any, do you see a growing consciousness? I know in all of the parishes there are people very interested in local food, and obviously yams, that mm-hmm. category mm-hmm. Shows that they're interested in that local food. Do you have chefs kind of very interested in that, using produce and using products from the area? Do you see that?
There's a couple different ones that are entered mm-hmm. this year, which that's, you know, one of their specialties, mm-hmm. that they mm-hmm. do a lot of garden to table, mm-hmm. you know. And so it's fun having
so
them.
So that's
there.
Finding its way into the competition
that's
as
right.
well.
That's right.
The competition we're talking about is Soiree Royale. It's the 15th year of Soiree Royale, and it has been a fundraiser for those 15 years, both for the chamber and for scholarships for students graduating from high school mm-hmm. and going into college. But you have some very specific areas that you're interested in, and maybe mention some of those again.
Yeah, like I said, there. Now, so out of this event, specifically come to some of the culinary mm-hmm. Scholarships, but also in hospitality, which is a range of things. Hospitality can be somebody who's going into, you know, into the music industry, into doing hotel motel management, who's going into tourism. You know, I mean, that really, especially in this area, mm-hmm. you know, hospitality mm-hmm. is such a big deal. But we also have in the equine industry, I forgot to mention that earlier. The equine industry is also a scholarship that's given out. That's a big business, you know, around this area,
mm-hmm.
and everything from horse racing to rehab, medical veterinarians. You know, so a lot of students, the scholarships have gone to young folks who are going into to be a vet.
Well, it sounds like these topics are very thoughtfully, carefully chosen to reflect the interests and needs of the young people in St. Landry Parish.
Well, and part of it, too, you know, the thought that goes into these scholarships also is, you know, what has happened a lot is that young people graduate from college and take a job elsewhere. And so some of these scholarships, when you look at them being specific industries that really are vital industries to this area, it's also about bringing those young folks back home. Mm-hmm. You know, if they're going mm-hmm. to school in the area, or if, you know, somehow they may choose a school because of a specialty that's outside of the area. However, that will allow them, you know, to come mm-hmm. back, you know, right. for a job. So, and, you know, those scholarships are really thought through, too, in terms of the individual businesses that are in the area and discussed with those business owners.
Right.
You know, and what they're looking for.
Wanda, have you ever been aware of having inspired some young person to cook?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the name of through one of the organizations in town. A lot of times they would get me to speak about opening the restaurant.
Mm-hmm. It's with the youth, with the high school kids?
Yes.
Yeah, that's with the youth council.
Was with American Business Women.
Oh, sure. Okay, yeah.
And, you know, they were like, oh, I'm so interested in learning about, and that's something that I've always wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And yes, mm-hmm. there have been some. And there's a young lady in my organization right now that has a true interest in the culinary mm-hmm. industry. And I think she's there trying to get a feel
yes.
for
mm-hmm.
things.
Mm-hmm.
you know, so she can maybe further her.
So it won't be just such a shock as it was for you when you first started.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, what a great aspect of that, to be a mentor to young people who are interested in the arts, the culinary arts, and some of the others you mentioned.
Because, you know, the other thing, you know, Wanda, I'm going to talk about with you here that I have, you know, watched with you and and your working background prior to going into the culinary arts is, you know, so many people, you go into a lot of different professions because it's your passion, and you sometimes, you know, and I see that a lot with a lot of different artists. You don't always think about, okay, there's a business end to this and marketing. I mean, there's marketing,
time,
there's finance, there's
time.
You know, there's so much of that that you don't always think about. And that's something that I know Wanda has been a really big advocate for and has been a good role model for. You better know the business end of that, or you're not going to keep your door. You're not going to be open for 22 years.
You won't get to practice your art.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Understand what you're getting into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Take a good look at it.
Well, after this, you may be more in demand to be talking to kids about that as well. Again, my guest, Cheryl Castile, a very familiar voice to our audience. She is in Opelousas with the parish president, Bill Fontenot. She's the assistant here talking about Soiree Royale. Wanda Juno is participating in Soiree Royale and has for many, many years. She will be presenting in a new category this year.
Brand new.
With desserts. And if that piques your interest or any of the other categories that Cheryl mentioned, you can get your tickets now for Soiree Royale and help all of those students who may be interested in entering those businesses and art forms and perhaps draw them back to
this
area.
That's right. And, you know, I want to mention one other thing, too, is there's always a guest chef every year who is brought in who also prepares. And this year it's Chef Paul Miller, who grew up. He is with Chef Paul Prudhomme, which he has been for years. And but he grew up in Opelousas, and so it's a hometown person coming home, you know. So that's always a thrill for everybody to, you know, to see who that and be able to talk to the guest chef with that also.
Right. So you kind of mentioned a little bit of the schedule, but just to remind people, doors open at 5:30.
Doors open at 5:30, and that's when the liquid tastings start, and that'll be craft beers. Mm-hmm. There will be specialty wines chosen based on the food, and also specialty coffees. And those will be available throughout the evening.
Okay.
But that's the food then starts at 6 o'clock.
And that's when people can taste at various booths.
Yeah.
And then there's a presentation time. Is there music that goes along with
this
as well?
Well, there's music in the air. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of conversation. Because, you know, I'm going to tell you what's really – from a personal standpoint, I have been as somebody working in Wanda's booth years ago serving that award-winning bread pudding. And I had it down to an art of how many times I said it that night. Would you like to try it? You know, would you like to try a piece of this?
She loved it.
It does. It was fun. But then I've been there just as an attendee and now as a volunteer. But the interesting thing I want to say, as an attendee, because of some allergy things I have, I can't taste pretty much the majority of anything there. So when I'm there, I'm not eating like everybody is.
You're
but
talking.
It's so much fun for me because it's fun to – there's such beautiful colors with the food and the designs and the smells. And, and then it's fun just to hear all the conversations because, you know, at these tastings, what you hear from a lot of people is, oh, you got to go around the corner and go taste. You need to get over there while, you know. And that's fun. I mean, that's really fun for me to hear the excitement and then hear the comments about, you know, wow, I never tried that before and – you know, let's go do that.
Well, it sounds like a multi-sensory experience.
It is. It really is.
There's something for everyone.
That's right.
Well,
that's
right. Something for everyone.
Yeah.
Well, and as Cheryl said, if you really want to get there and experience it, you need to buy your tickets.
Yeah, and that is, you can call the chamber in Opelousas, and that number is 942-2683, or you can go to the opelousaschamber.org website or on Facebook, Soiree Royale, and that's S-O-I-R-E-E, Royale. And on that Facebook page, too, you can see who all the entered chefs are, who the guest judges are. and all the different, you know, events that will be going on during that one event that night. So,
right. And keep in mind, it is a benefit for scholarships,
yes,
that will help young students interested in entering some of these arts.
That's right.
Well, thank you both. Wanda Juno from Opelousas with Back in Time, and Cheryl Castile from the Exchange here at KRVS, also the assistant to the parish president in St. Landry Parish. Thank you both.
Thanks, Judith.
Thank you.